Okay, today's daf is Sukkah, daf Yud Dalet, and we will talk about a sugya that comes up really in the second half of the Masechta, about Dal and Minim. The first two parakim are about Sukkah. The third and the fourth parak are about Dal and Minim, but it relates to today's daf as well, and that's the sugya of grafted esrogim, Murkav, a big sugya in the poskim. Where does this come up? Let's start with a question on our Gemara. The Gemara today discusses the Mishnah about using boards for sukkah, for schach. Misachachin b'nisarim devrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says that you're allowed to use boards for schach, nisarim, Rabbi Meir Ozer. Meir says you cannot use boards. Why wouldn't you be able to use boards? Right? Boards seem to fit all the requirements of schach. Right? That's not mekabel tumah, right? It's pshutei kliyetz. It's not even cleats, it's just a board. And it grows from the ground, that is detached from the ground. So all the requirements of sukkah are, of the schach, are achieved. So why would there be a difference? The Gemara talks about Xeris Tikra, right? Because if it's too closely resembling the ceiling of one's house, then one might say, oh, if you could use these, then you could use the ceiling of your house. So that's not allowed, because you're not allowed to use the house that you live in the whole year, as we quoted earlier. So that's why there's a Xeris Tikra in certain cases. How big of boards, and what's the issue, what's the machlokas about? Rabbi Yehuda says you could use any type of boards. You could use one board and put it on top of your sukkah, and that could be your whole schach. So obviously there are some limits too. And Rabbi Meir asers even very skinny boards. So the Gemara quotes a machlokas between Rav and Shmuel about what's the machlokas, what does everybody agree upon? That's quoted here on Daf Yud Dalet Amud Aleph. Rav says the machlokas is about four tefach wide boards, but if it is less than that, so everybody agrees that it is kosher. Shmuel says the opposite. Shmuel says, no, machlokes is if it's not four tefachim wide. If it's four tefachim wide, everybody agrees it is a problem. So let's say within Shmuel. Within Shmuel, everybody agrees that a four tefach wide board would be possible. Both Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah. So ask the Pnei Yeshua. But we have a shita later on. Rabbi Yehuda himself, Rabbi Yehuda here, who is involved in this machlokas, holds in the third parak in Lulav HaGazel that you're only allowed to use for schach dal and minim, something that you could use for the dal and minim. Right? He has a connection, parallel between schach and the dal and minim, sukkah and schach. Right? We usually think that the dal and minim and sukkah are two separate mitzvahs, and never the twain shall meet. But there are a couple of Gemaras here and there that seem to put them together. Right? We just had recently about ta'aseh v'lo min ha'asui. Does that apply to eged, to the making of the bundle? And that's obviously coming from sukkah. But we have on daf lamed vav amabez, we have a machlokas in the Mishnah about what you're allowed to make the eged out of for lulav. And then later on in that Gemara, the Gemara quotes Rabbi Yehuda Shita. V'yama rav amina aminala, how do you know that the lulav tzorach eged? And if you're not allowed to use a different type, says the Gemara, aminala aminala desiv v'ikra dedikla mina de lulavahu. Dechtanya basukas teshvu, sukkah shall call davar divar Rabbi Meir. Meir says you can make a sukkah, the schach, out of anything. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, ain't sukkah no heges ela bedal and minim shebelulav. Sukkah is no egg with the dal and minim, right? And v'adin nosein uma lulav she'ein noheg b'leilos k'beyamim ein noheg el barbas minim lulav, which is always, it's a day and night mitzvah, and yet it's limited, it has a higher standard. Sukkah shenoheges b'leilos k'beyamim, if lulav, which is not noheg b'leilos k'beyamim, sukkah, which is only noheg by day, and still it is limited to dal and minim, sukkah shenoheges Belilos, kibiyamim, ein odish, lo de'el barbas yam, minim. Okay, so there's a lot of discussion there about the shita, but this is Rabbi Yehuda's shita. That's the Bnei Yeshua. So what's Rabbi Yehuda talking about in our sugya? There's a gzeiras tikra. You could only use for schach, dal and minim, like lulavs and hadassim. Make their normal house roof out of those kind of materials. So why would it be a gzeiras tikra? You would never come to use your roof as schach. That's the Pnei Yeshua's Kasha pointed out here. It's the last one on Yud Dalet Amud Beis. He says, Kasha, may high Brister, the Tani of Yudah Moda bin Sarim, Shesh bin Dalud, the Puzzle, Hide Shuk Zeris Tikra, Umag Zeris Tikra Shayachacha, Kivin Shesorach Lasos Dafka, Mi Dalin Minim, Vien Derach Tikra Sabayis Bakach. right? It's not the derech of the bias to have the dalan minim, right? So what's the issue? So that's the Pnei Yeshua brings that up. So in the Murkav discussion, so that is discussed, that comes up. Where does that come up? In the tshuva of the Avnei Nezer. The Avnei Nezer, the Sacher Shaver, in Arachayim, Simen Tav Pei Hei, discusses Murkav, and he quotes the idea, again, there are a lot of Tzadim, Lahakel and Lahakmir here, but he quotes, maybe it's not a problem because you look at each side separately. He quotes from the Maharam Alshich, Araya, from the Sugya of Chetz Ye'ev and Chetz Ye'ben Chorin. What's Murkav? Murkav is, an Esrog Murkav is an Esrog that's made from lemon and Esrog branches. Right, lemon and esrog sources. So it's partly lemon, partly esrog. So is that okay? So the Maharam al-Shich quotes from Chetzi Eved v'Chetzi Ben Chorin that each one cannot be motzi the other one, right? The Gemara in Masechet Rosh Hashanah, any motzi achem to lo'asi, tzad avdos umafik. So maybe one could be mechalek between the two parts, and each one exists separately. Ulafiani is daiti, says the Avnei Nezer, Nira l'chalik bin esrog v'limon, d'chilik yesh b'tzad atzmo, lo b'mashe b'mi limon o me'esrog. V'yaf d'mashe hu esrog, nitzmach m'mashe gadol b'etz esrog, v'kol mokom ena mitzvah rak b'mashe hu esrog. Right, it's just focus on the esrog part of it. V'chein b'sele inyin matanos, v'tzvile inyin kisui. Right, there are other examples of this also regarding a kisi hadam al kedam rinan be se afilu mixase avonolan mitshev aksheri goes into various types of hybrid items, shofar and esrog and others. So he says maybe you could say that it's looked at as separate items. I'm just focusing on my esrog, and so what that there's half lemon here also, but I'm focusing on esrog, and should that be good enough? So says the Avnei Nezer, well, maybe that runs into another problem. The greater the answer, the worse problem it is. Why? Ivra Dika Liyune, this is an Os Lamed Zion towards the end of the tshuva, to Ibkain over Abal Tosif. Al-Khatsi Liman Shabo, you're having Dalan Minim in your hand, but now if you're saying it's so separate, and therefore you're just focusing on the Esrog, so therefore you also have lemon here. And therefore isn't that Baltosif? Delavar Bismana Loboy Kavana. Hagam Kila Poskim Mitzvah Srichas Kavana Latzeis Kol Shekin Lavar V'chul Bikam Makam Aleish Poskim Ein Srichas Kavana. Maybe you don't need Kavana to be Yotzi the Mitzvah, and therefore you wouldn't need Kavana to be violate Baltosif. So isn't that an issue? So he says, V'nira li davar chadash. He says a new svara, and this is what relates to our sugya. Lefi mashakasa b'shilas v'tshuva Shvus Yaakov. He quotes the Shvus Yaakov. The Shvus Yaakov is discussing hadasim murkavim in that tshuva. Chelik alasim elam avav. We'll get to that tshuva in a couple of minutes. But he says, the Avnei Nezer says, de ilon esrog be ilon limon efshar de eno kilayim zebazeh. It could be that an esrog and a lemon tree are not kilayim with each other. It's not exactly the same tree, so why isn't it kilayim? Kivan shedomin zelazeh. They're similar enough that they're not kilayim. Ulefize chashem min esrog. It's both considered an esrog. Tahabareish trumus tanan, because where kilayim is discussed in Mishnah, it's a kilayim, and also in trumos. The Mishnah says in trumos, kol she'ein kilayim zebazeh, tarmin mizel zeh. Whatever's not kilayim with each other, you could take truma from one on the other. Vishem tari mi min almino. Ela she'eno yotze bo hamitzvah. Even though you wouldn't be yotzi the mitzvah with a lemon, it wouldn't be kilayim. De eno dar bi ilana mishana lashana. Right, it doesn't have that aspect of definition of esrog. Vein tam eitzo per yoshavet. Right, the simanim that are given in the Gemara for esrog. V'chol advar hamunim be esrog. V'dumya de hadashote. De af de minohu eno yotzi bo. Hadashote is a hadas, but it's not yotzi with it. It's still not baltosif, even to mino. It's still mino. It won't be baltosif, even though you can't use it for the mitzvah. Even though it's a chiddush, says the Avnei Nezer, I don't think it's a chiddush that we have to reject. I think it's a chiddush that one can accept. And he says, I'll bring you a raya. Bring you a raya from something that doesn't have to be kilayim. It can be considered one min, even though you can't use it for a mitzvah, if part of that min needs to be used for a mitzvah. And that's where he quotes our Rabbi Yehuda. He quotes our Gemara here, in Sukkah Daf Yadalid, the Machlokas of Meir Rabbi Yehuda about Sichoch ben Esarim, Shmuel, he says, for example, holds the Machlokas is less than 4 tfachim wide. But if it's 4 tfachim wide, then for sure it's a problem. Pirish Rashi, Ein Rov Tikros Asuyos Mehen, Avayesh Ben Abba, Debriyakol Pasol, Umey Az Hikshesi, he says, they always have the Kasha, to Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, emesachin el medalan minim shebalulav. Rav Yehuda says you have to use dalan minim. V'im kein hada asal esachich b'yesh b'hem arba'a hayna medalan minim shebalulav. To be min achrina b'lav achi pasal. It has to be one of the minim in the lulav that you're using. V'ha ein rov tikros asuyas b'dalan minim shebalulav. Who makes a roof for their house out of lulavs? Ula b'Yehuda da asal basa rov tikros ein ligzar klal. Barov tikros she'ena midalan minim. V'lo asi leishi b'lo shem psuk haklal. You'll never come to it. V'shem matzadzi kosh yizu b'seim for B'nei Yoshua. So he quotes the B'nei Yoshua's kasha about why is there any type of xeris tikra. And then he says, v'nehira she'shaalti es pi ha'gon echad zal. I asked a big rabbi. V'ana osi, and he answered, ha'ilanos she'osin mehem nesarim heim arava. There are some very popular wooden slats that are called arava slats. V'hayla pela be'enai. And I didn't know what he was talking about, because the trees that these wooden slats come from do not produce what we call aravos. And about now I see his words in the Yerushalmi in the first parak in Arla. Patrla bi ilan arava. Hari destam ilanos srak arava nikraim. Sometimes a tree can be called arava, even if it's not the aravos that we have. V'yavshe psulim l'mitzvah, midachsiv arvei nachal, v'in ala shalahen mashuch kanachal. And even though you can't use these slats for a mitzvah, for aravos, because it's not, it doesn't have all the simanim, mikamakam in aravahim, it's still called arava in the category, v'kshem l'schach, and it would be good enough for Rabbi Yehuda to use for schach, because Rabbi Yehuda doesn't require the simanim of the dalan minim to be used for srach, as long as it's in the category of arava in the larger sense. Kamo ikra de dikla de kashal srach. The kivish before the ilanos afshan fame la olam elam simani arava kshem srach la Yehuda. So if we say that these could be used for Rabbi Yehuda for srach because they're in the category of arava, that's good enough. So then you might come to use these as boards the whole year. And that's why Rabbi Yehuda would make a gzeira in our case. That's the answer to the Bnei Yeshua's kasha. Hu adin di ish lomod, dekal she'eno kelayim. But now back to our esrog discussion, he says, dekal she'eno kelayim im arba minim kasha l'schach, deminahu, it would be enough. The after eno gadol b'yachad im arba minim, delil and arava, it would be good enough. And therefore wouldn't be baltosif. It wouldn't be baltosif having this lemon in, because it would be enough, considered esrog, ein bo mishum baltosif belulav, hu adin kol she'ino kilayim, ein bo mishum baltosif. So that is the chiddush of the Avnei Nezer based on our sugya. So the he quoted the Shvus Yaakov, Vilkum the Shvus Yaakov himself, he quotes the discussion of Hadassah Merkavim, that's really his sugya. He quotes various svaras lahachmir, he quotes al-dvar, shechadashim mikarabo, umatsu, Nigvim hadasim shenimsa beganim po prag min hadasim lachem im shlosha alim badad bebad echad laseis v'bidei hadas l'bisvah n'mufchar. You find these hadasim shemadayin lachem geburim shenim nefrachim b'tziporim, they don't come apart by cutting it with your fingernail. Oh, yesh lefak mikvazeh ulahem merkavim im minyal nacher. There's a new type of hadasim, maybe they're a merkav. V'suchan dafka latzeis im elu hadasim v'shiraga v'seidu b'mos olam shemivin meretz merchak. Right, the ones that they grow here versus the ones, you have to get the ones that come from far land. V'somchan hadas arayvet v'askabas aposkim v'koshlo nislabnu v'adayim ha'irukim yotzimbo v'chulu. So what is the halacha about these new hadasim? So he goes into the Svaras Tshuva, he says, another Svaras Lahachmir, he says, the bigger discussion of Morkav is by Esrog, and there he says, quotes from the Lavush, maybe, he says, it's a mitzvah ba'aveira, because it was made by grafting, and there's an Isser of Kilai Harkava, Nevda ba'aveira, and then he says, maybe it's like a karban, and a karban is Aser Kilayim. And then he says, really, the Iker problem by Murkav is that it's not an Esrog. Bikamakam Iker Lifsol Esrog HaMurkav, Kamosha Masak Shem B'Shuva, Shud the Shnei Minim Mu'ur Bavim He. It's not an Esrog, it is an Esrog lemon. It's mixed in, and therefore it would be a problem. And he says, and that's why most of the poskim say that one should not make a bracha on an Esrog Murkav. Vishamati Shepo Prag, B'Yimei Mori Chamizakein. He quotes from his earlier father-in-law, Hagonim, a first of Maharash Zal, Bishana Achas, Al Yidei Eze Mikra, Heviu Esrog Hamurkavim, Besimanim Elu, they brought Murkav Esrogim, and Vahoresh, Shalolavarech Aleim, and they made a psak that you shouldn't make a bracha on these. And that's what the poskim said at that time. Al ach ezet takife va'al me aretz hayirotim lahamros piv. But my, you know, ancestor was the posek, it was the mar da asram, and there were those that wanted to rebel against what he said. V'tzirfo aleim b'chak they got the shach on their side that was visiting at that time, and they said you could make a bracha on these murkavim shasat chak if they don't have their esrogim, and they bring a raya from the sugya of sev afilu mixase v'odin gabay esrog namenim b'hachi v'umitkifi hechrich was chazan haknesses, and these takifim force the chazan of the Beis HaKnesses Hayishana Vachadasha Sheyaschil Levarech B'kol Ram to make the bracha B'kol Ram. Kshuratz al Hachla, right when the chazan was about to make the bracha B'kol Ram, Ikvuhu min Hashamayim Shenafal Esrog Miyado. What happened? He was about to make the bracha and the Esrog fell out of his hand and the ukits broke and that was it. So min Hashamayim, they weren't able to make the bracha on the Murkav. V'achragach, and then Ksavim came from Galilos Elum and Medinas Ashkenaz, Poland, Umarin, and the letters came from all over the rest of Europe that said, everybody paskins that you don't make a bracha on a Murkav. And the Shach, the story, my family has it, that the Shach was Nischarit al Ra Azu Kodemosa. Before he died, the Shach was very upset that he had joined in against the Psak of the Marad Asra, and he told his sons, Biksav Yado, Shivakish Mechila Meis Moricham Yizakeni, Al Shashagag, whatever Zenegdo, that he even took part in this group, Upino Heriksav Yado, the Mori Zakeni Agon, and his son, the Shach's son, showed the letter to his grandfather, Munuchasam Kavod, Vechulu. So the Shvus Yaakov discusses this. He's noted to, let's say that the minhag olam and the psak is not to make a bracha. V'chenas kamas achronim ataz v'hamagin Avram. De'ein levarich aleim afilu b'shasat chak afilu b'shar yamim. The culture can be yom rishon. It shouldn't be used. K'she'ein acher, and even if there's no others, there isn't one should not make a bracha on the Murkav. Then he goes into, maybe Hadassah might be different, but this is the Shvus Yaakov, but the Avnei Nezer family found the Hakal based on our Gemara, the Shvus Yaakov was Machmer. The Mishnah Brura has a whole page discussion of this important topic. Tuf Reish Mem Ches. The Mishnah Brura, it's interesting that this is not in the Shulchan Aruch. It wasn't common in those days, but it's not in the Shulchan Aruch. The Mishnah Brura goes, Esrog HaMurkav, Sifkatan Samachay. Hiskimu aposkim shu pasul de lo mikri esrog klau. Umurkav hainuk be esrog vilimone. O pomerantz. That's orange. O shumpri acheres. Afilim hivrach, no matter what you graft together. Vafilim hirkav mishte ilani esrog biyachad. I'm sorry, aval. I'm hirkav mishte ilani esrog biyachad. Two types of esrogim, so that's fine. But then he says, the earlier achronim quote, that there are three, simanim of an esrog to know if it's murkav or not. And again, this is quoted by the earlier achronim as well. Number one, hamurkav chalak, the murkav is smooth, with esrog blitos ptanos b'chol gufa v'gova lohem. And the murkav has bumps. The esrog has bumps, and the murkav is smooth. Hamurkav ha'oketz bolet. The murkav, the fake one, the oketz on the bottom sticks out. Ube esrog ha'oketz shokeya. And by an esrog, it is recessed in the bottom. And then number three has something to do with the skin, the thickness and the texture of the skin and the seeds. Number three. But that one is only known from within, not from without. So the question is, if I get an esrog and I see two of the simanim, so is that good enough? So number one, the post can point out, these simanim aren't halacha Moshe Mitzrayim. And they're not even in the Gemara. The Gemara gives other simanim. Hadar b'ilana mishana lashana, as we saw before. Tamei tzupir yoshave. But are these good enough to rely on? So he quotes, if you look in the Chassam Sofer, the Chassam Sofer is an Aruch Chaim, Chelek Aleph, Siman Kuf Pei Gimel. He sounds like from there that two simanim would be good enough. You could rely on, right? It's the concept of simanim, simanim daraisa, simanim darabana, but he sounds like from there it would be good enough. Lefize, besrogim, sheishlam siman shebachutz, shakua, ublitos harbe, havile be simanim, says the Chassam Sofer. Veshove, in lan alacho, shemi imasi, be simanim, apnimim, hifuch vize. You don't have to be worried that the inside simon won't be good enough. Vafila nimse is a esrogim, be simon apnimi afuch, ein lachush, afila ozo esrog. I haya efshar lotzis bo, achar shenechtach, kiva sheshne simanim tovim. Sha'al kolpan min lachos l'shari esrogim shebeosa tfusa. Number one. But then if you look later on, the Chassam Sofer Chelek Aleph Siman Reish Zayin, he's more machmir. He says, even though these simanim aren't quoted anywhere in Shas, he says, I think you should need a mesorah. You should have a mesorah for which esrogim are not more kavim. Just like kosher birds. he says. Umin dihadin dino shall esrog kedin oftar nechal b'misores. Mi yanava, yanava esrogim, shemisores biadenu me avos avoseinu v'avoseinu chachmei atzarfatim. Ashe me olam yoshem edinos ashkenaz yosem midechavas of esrogim abba mi yanava. We've always gone from there. Hein, hein, aksheir, mei sorak l'shem simen. They don't need a simen. Vagon ma'aram pap, lo ba elohodia simani esrogim ha'hema. If you come from other places, even if there are those simanim, ein raya she'enam rekavim, kain kasafti me'oz, I think that you need a mesorah. The Chasam Sofer, you know, goes to the other side. And he says at the end that you really need a real ksav ne'amanus. Last line of the tshuva. Read in Tav Kuf Tzadi Dalid, Ha'olam Yizeh, Kol Esrogim She'ena Miyanava, Ein Likach, B'liksav Hechsher, She'yodeya Hameyed, She'ena Me'am Rekavim, Ve'en Limsmoch Ala Simanim, V'asher Me'a Yishma, V'yun'am Lo. So he says that you really need a real Ksav Ne'amanis, and the Mishnah Berurah also emphasizes that. He says again, you have to have very people, Eidim, and people who are made on the Eidim, very strong. And he says, if you already bought them, you can rely on two simanim. Ubi diyeva kishakfar kana o she'en lo makomas ha'yiduam l'muchzakim nir she'yuch ha'lismoch al shnei simanim shemi b'chutz l'varech gam ken even to make a bracha. So again, that's something important discussion. The Torah's Chesed, again, that was the Talmud of the Semach Tzedek, or Shneir Zalman, named after the first Lubavitcher Rebbe, 1800, says that in his day, and especially probably today even more, the science of the times is that they could do grafting even in a way that the simanim are there, even for the grafters. So one has to be very careful with fakes. And just one point, the Shevet Alevi writes in Chelek Hesim and Ayin Vav, the ones from Morocco, there were these certain esrogim from Morocco that didn't have any seeds at all. So he says, they're fine, right? The seeds aren't tonight kashrus, right? None of the signs are in shas. It's just that usually these already have our muchzak to be kosher, so even though they don't have seeds, it would still be okay. Okay, we'll stop here about the Merkavim.